The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, the HSE and the Institute of Obstetricians have sent alerts to maternity staff around the country following four stillbirths among women with COVID-19. Postmortems identified COVID-19 infection of the placenta as a factor in the four recent stillbirths. Professor Fergal Malone is Master of the Rotunda Maternity Hospital here in Dublin, and he joins us now. Fergal, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
What do you make of this news? Because I'm not sure how significant a figure four is and the fact that COVID is linked to these four, what it should mean for prospective mothers.
Well, in ways it's not a surprise, I suppose, Pat, because unfortunately we would see probably in excess of 200 stillbirths a year anyway, the tragedy of about 200 stillbirths a year every year. So in the middle of a COVID pandemic, it's probably not a surprise that a number of those have been found to have COVID, evidence of COVID in the placenta. Of course, there's a big difference between finding something in the placenta and confirming that it caused the stillbirth. And that's the piece that we don't know yet. So there's a difference between causation and association. At the moment, we're just at an association, not causation.
Yeah. So you've got four stillbirths that also had COVID in the placenta. You cannot say that the stillbirth was caused by that evidence.
Exactly. It's too early to make that conclusion. And indeed, there's some good data already. For example, last year in the UK, where they track stillbirths very, very closely, they noticed that even at the height of the pandemic in mid-2020, there was no increase in the overall stillbirth rate observed compared with 2019. So there certainly are population data already coming out suggesting that the overall numbers are not that significant. But again, we're pretty early in the research on this.
Yeah. In terms of the number of births per year, we don't know, you know, they were expecting that there would be a COVID bulge, people spending more time at home, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, if you're looking at evidence of the numbers of stillbirths, that would have to be compared with the number of live births as well to understand what's going on.
Exactly. And so far, to the best of our knowledge, and certainly here at the Rotunda, we're not seeing any increase in stillbirth rate. We have looked after over 200 women in the Rotunda who have had COVID infection in pregnancy. And thankfully, all have done well from a baby perspective. And other than a very small number of mothers who have been temporarily quite sick, all have also done well. So certainly, as the busiest maternity house in the country, we have not seen an increase in stillbirths or anything like that that would make us concerned.
Now, on this programme regularly, Luke O'Neill is on, and he's asked all the time about vaccines, and his advice is that the vaccines are safe for pregnant women. But of course, it's not being offered necessarily to pregnant women as yet. But he's saying these are dead vaccines. They're not live vaccines. So go ahead. The evidence from previous vaccines is it's perfectly safe. Is that the advice that you would convey?
I would be a strong advocate, Pat, for COVID vaccination in pregnancy. I completely agree with Luke's point. I have no logical reason to think that the COVID vaccines available today would be dangerous in pregnancy. The current recommendation is if you're between 14 and 33 weeks gestation, you can and should get the COVID vaccine. I'd like to see, in fact, pregnant patients brought up the priority list. We know that there are some high-risk cofactors go along with pregnancy. For example, obesity, diabetes, hypertension, that do make people at a higher risk for COVID or getting sick with COVID. So for all those reasons, we believe that pregnancy should not be the last of the groups to be vaccinated. It should be a higher priority.
I presume someone who has preeclampsia, for example, would be a candidate for an early vaccine.
Perhaps not preeclampsia, but just general hypertension would be, because with preeclampsia, I'm probably going to be delivering you in the next few days anyway, is the case. But with just general hypertension, which might be there for a while, that does seem to be an added risk factor, as is diabetes, as is obesity, all of which we see quite commonly in pregnancy. So again, another reason why I don't think pregnant women should be isolated off and put at the end of the queue. I don't think that's right, and I don't think it's fair on pregnant women.
Some of the texts coming in from our News Talk listeners. My wife is 9 weeks pregnant and is a Montessori teacher due back to work on Monday. Should she avoid going back to school?
Well, in general, we leave the occupational health advice on the schools to each of the schools will have an occupational health team. But the number one thing that we would advocate for all people going back to work is, to the best of your ability, following the rules. So the alcohol gel on the hands, the face masks, and as much as possible, the distancing. Now, obviously, the younger the class in school, the harder it is to get people to follow those rules. But you as a teacher, you can certainly wear your face mask. You can certainly practice good hand hygiene.
This question we've kind of answered already, but I'll read it out. I'm 25 weeks pregnant. I've decided not to get the vaccine until my baby is born due to the lack of data on the side effects from the vaccine for my baby. I work in a pharmacy. I wear a mask and a face shield, but we have many customers coming in not wearing their masks properly or taking them off to talk and just being in your general space. The other day, I had a man who came in and asked me, where does my wife get a COVID test? She isn't feeling well. I'm feeling very anxious, especially after reading the article last night. I'm just not sure what to do. Should I work?
Well, again, I wouldn't get involved in giving people direct advice on work, but I do think maximising what you can do with your face mask and hand hygiene is key. Do follow along your antenatal visits. Don't put off antenatal visits. Maternity hospitals are very safe places. So I think that's one of the factors that I think can help with a good pregnancy outcome. And again, every patient, every pregnant woman has to make her own decision as to whether or not she will take a vaccine. Personally, we are strongly advocating the vaccine, though thousands of pregnant women internationally now at this stage have taken the vaccine and were not aware of any significant adverse events because of pregnancy. And indeed, I personally look after lots of doctors, lots of midwives, lots of nurses who are pregnant, and the vast majority are taking and have taken the vaccine.
So, Fergal, for those who are pregnant and, you know, they got the bones of the story last night about four stillbirths and the association with placentitis, what should pregnant women do, or do they do anything? I mean, avoid getting COVID, obviously, if you can, because for all sorts of reasons you want to do that. Anything else they should do in terms of talking with their midwife or obstetrician?
Well, in general, I think keeping up with your antenatal care is key. Keeping an eye on your baby's movements in the latter stages of pregnancy is always smart. It is a good idea if all pregnant women try and get a sense of what is their own baby's normal pattern of kicks and movements. And if you perceive a decrease, if you perceive a change in fetal movements, don't delay on that. Bring that to the attention of your doctor or your midwife, and indeed attend the maternity hospital if you're in any way worried that baby's movements have reduced or have changed. That's about the best you can do. As you said already, Pat, follow along the guidelines in terms of your own cocoon, your own bubble, your face mask when you're out, your meticulous hand hygiene. That's the best you can do. But keep up with your antenatal care visits.
Professor Fergal Malone, Master of the Rotunda Maternity Hospital in Dublin, thank you very much for joining us.